Buddy, we are back. I am Christopher Green here with Vinny Eastwood taking your calls from around the world. You know, I'm staring at this picture with President Obama and tears are in his eyes. And I'm just thinking about, you know, whoever gets elected or reelected, I just expect the tears. You know, it's going to be so tearful. It's such an amazing experience. On the road to tyranny. Let's go to our... We'll go to our call lines here in a moment. Again, our number is 218-339-8525. See, we actually got a lot of people in the chat today. We got Esser Superstar. We've got Canadian Colin. We've got The Threat Is Real. We've got Dutchie. Howdy. Vinny, you look perplexed.
just messing around with stuff on here, trying to find the old Greenwave chat so I can get in there. And I was just thinking about this, like, Obama comes out and he starts crying. You know, you ever heard the term crocodile tears?
I've heard of it, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, even though the crocodile is wounded and crying and stuff like that, you come over and you try to pat him and you go, it's all better, it's all better. And you eat you. And that's what's going on here, man. It's just... You kind of wonder, what's the mentality behind these people? And you understand very quickly that they're not regular people. Regular people have a conscience. Regular people like to tell the truth. Regular people like to tell the stories about themselves. You ask Obama about his birth certificate? Nah, I'm going to tell you. You ask Obama about his college? Nah, I'm going to tell you. Ask Obama about pretty much anything in his past? Nah, I'm going to tell you. And you got to wonder... Is that who you want to have his hand on the nuclear button? A guy who literally will not tell you who the hell he is.
Yeah, well, you know, people will say, the Democrats will say, you know, how dare you question the authenticity of our king, President Barack Obama? I mean, yeah, we should have an answer to that. We should have a more definitive answer. But, you know, they'll make it into a racist thing. I mean, honestly, they make it into that. It's like, well, you know, he's black, and you wouldn't do this to George W. Bush. So this is racist. I mean, that's honestly, and then it gets all low-browed, and it becomes a race issue, and then everybody gets scared to talk about it. I mean, that's what I see half the time.
I don't know. It's just, I've been saying this for the last couple of days. To be honest, Chris, I'm so sick of talking about the election. Okay, and I don't like any elections for that matter. It doesn't matter whether they're happening here or there or anywhere. It's the same kind of crap. You can either get angry, depressed, or apathetic. And frankly, the apathy party seems to be, you know, winning by a landslide nowadays because people just don't care anymore.
Yeah, so let me ask you then, you know, looking past the election, I mean, what do you see? There's just there's a lot of uncertainty. I mean, I think a lot of Americans, a lot of people around the world, you know, New Zealanders are probably going like, what's next? I mean, what do you see, Vinny?
I see a continuation of the exact same agenda. Destroy the economy, outsource the jobs, destroy the sovereignty of the United States, take away people's individuals' liberties and rights, squeeze jobs together, socialize the economy by giving more banker bailouts, contaminate the country with Monsanto stuff that's been approved by people who used to work for Monsanto who are now on the revolving door of the FDA, put more vaccines out to people, use healthcare as an excuse to kill the elderly and informed, or the Untermenschen, the German word for unworthy life. I just see tyranny, Chris, everywhere I look. And we're heading down this road, and we know where it stops. It stops when all our hearts stop beating, once they've killed us all. And that's probably the one thing that really offends me mostly about the elections, is that these people aren't coming out and saying, vote for me, I'll exterminate you. I mean, maybe... I would love to see that, actually.
Okay, and you know, you made a good point about, you know, it's tough to get mad at the people if they're being herded against their will and they don't really know what's going on. But I tell you what, if these politicians start running on, hey, vote for me, I'll kill you, and they're still voting them in, then I think we have every right to be quite pissed off at the flock.
Yeah, yeah. And again, this is the whole thing. Have you ever heard people call people slaves, sheep, that kind of thing? It's a negative connotation. And incidentally, that's what the elite call us, all of us. They call us slaves and sheep. And now you've got truthers out there who are fighting against the elite, calling the people who are slaves just like them, slaves and sheep. You understand? There's a freaking disconnect here. You know what I'm saying? We're all attacking each other just like they want us to. We're playing into their hands when we do that to a large degree. And, you know, you've got to have a look at the blame. Okay, so did the guy down the road at the grocery store, who's a slave who won't listen to you about 9/11 inside job, did he participate in the banker bailout? Did he cast a vote in order to bail out the bankers? No. So what's he directly to blame for? Nothing. He's a slave. Okay? Just like if you have a look at that movie 300 and the army of the god king Xerxes, and he had like a million slaves or whatever. They were fearing their master's whips just as much as they were fearing their enemy's spears. It ain't their fault that they were slaves. They didn't really have much of a choice in the matter. That's what being a slave really is. We don't have much of a choice. I say to people, look, I'm a slave. And they say, no, Vinny, but you're doing this, that, and the other. And it's like, yeah, but I'm still paying rent. I'm still buying gas off the Rockefeller energy cartels. I'm still buying food out of the supermarket chains that stock Monsanto products 6 ways from Sunday. And if you emptied out all the poisons and toxic foods out of the supermarket, there'd be like three or four freaking products left. I'm still a slave. Until we're all free, we're all slaves. And you can't, there's no one way or the other about it. It's simply that. We all got to pull together on this one. But And again, I've got a problem with people pulling together as well, ironically, because that makes it so much easier to be prone to infighting and attacking each other and saying, he said, she said, blah, 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 all this BS, right? So if you've got all the people together, what's going to happen? Hey, their leader will simply have his head cut off, like the head of the snake, and the movement underneath him will die.
Yeah, well, you know
all of us have got to get out there of our own accord and do what we think is right and be an example to those around us, okay? And it's like, Vinny, how do you wake up humanity? Well, firstly, you've got to wake up yourself and then go out and do what an awake person does. Because I can guarantee you the only reason why you're quote-unquote awake is because you saw stuff that was really, really terrible and you woke up to it and you went out and you started doing something about it. And half the people that see you going out and doing something about it, man, oh, man, maybe I should wake up and go doing something myself. And they do. It's a never-ending free flow of a waterfall of truth and love and liberty and exposing scumbaggery that we're all involved in now. And frankly, you've got to have real faith, you know, whether that be in some higher power or faith in yourself. It makes no never mind. Have some faith that we're going to win because if you don't, what alternative really is there?
Well, there's not a good one. And what I was going to say, too, and that, you know, I think what you're saying, I mean, these are great points. I don't see that we need to necessarily get the herd together and be like, hey, look, we're a target. You know, come and attack us now. I think what we need to do is we don't need to necessarily physically make ourselves a target, but we need to act in unison, even if that movement is decentralized. You know, but if millions of people act in unison and we have a unity in the way that we're behaving, then I do that. That's when I see the system literally shaken to the core. I see it utter, you know, just crumble. I mean, it's over. There's no looking back. But the challenge is, it's like trying to climb Mount Everest and, you know, you haven't even trained for it. It'd be like you and me trying to climb Everest and, you know, we're looking up going like, are you kidding me? Yeah, how are we going to do this? We're going to die on the journey. So, I mean, it's a huge feat, you know, and it's honestly going to take, maybe this is just my opinion, it's going to honestly probably take an act of God almost for this to come together in a very real way where we can get some real meaningful change out of this. And
I had a conversation with somebody last night. She says to me, hey, Vinny, You know how people come up to you all the time and they say, keep up the good work? Mm-hmm. What's that about? What do you mean? Keep up the good work so that you don't have to?
Yeah, I guess there's...
You know, encouragement's encouragement, and encouragement is cool and it's valuable, but rather than telling people who already do something, keep doing what you're doing, how about you start doing something?
Yeah, well, we need that. We need that. And I'm sure a lot of those people that say, hey, good work, a lot of them probably are doing stuff, and some of them I'm sure aren't. And, you know, there is, we all have to be responsible. But I thought you brought up a really interesting point, too, about the disconnect. You know, we're all taking actions and we're withdrawing from the system, but it's tough to completely withdraw. Like you said, I mean, you're still buying gas. And, you know, who owns the those companies? You could even take it and extrapolate it further. I mean, we're breathing the oxygen, you know, that's coming in. Who's influencing that? I mean, it just, how do you completely... disassemble the system and disengage? Aren't we all playing into it a little bit? And I think, you know, if we're going to be real about it, yeah, it's hard to completely get away from it. But I think we should try to do and be as smart about it as we can. We should try. And, you know.
Yeah, let's try things we haven't tried yet. You know? I mean, I've protested, like, I must have gone to 100 protests or something. You know what every single one of those protests accomplished? Nothing. Not a damn thing.
A lot of
the policy continues.
That's why I'm saying we don't need to march in. You know, I think a lot of people even see this now. I mean, do we really need to march in the streets? I mean, it's a good symbol of unity, but you're making yourself a target. And what has it accomplished? So how about a mass movement of withdrawing from the system? I mean... Honestly, that's where I see the most change being affected. Your actions, how you handle yourself, the choices you make day to day, the people you support, the businesses you do business with, the people you help, share the message, get it out there, be a good person, and, you know, don't be afraid too to let other people help you. You know, help others as much as you can. Let other people help you too. We're all in this together. I mean, this is just the whole thought. You know, people, they alienate themselves from others. And, you know, they think they're different, you know, and they'll quantify it and say, and they'll categorize it and say, well, you know, you're black, I'm white, I'm Christian, you're a Catholic. You know, I'm a guy, you're a girl. I'm a fan of the Arizona Cardinals. I'm a fan of we all try to, you know, fit so we can identify. But we're all the same. People are all the same. And, man, we just need a little more humanity.
I would say that's the case. And to those people who say to me or you, keep up the good work, it's not like I'm offended or I don't like that or anything like that. I do love it. And quite frankly, I wouldn't be able to survive without it. And this is just a question that was asked to me by a friend of mine last night, as I said, and I've just been kind of mulling it over. And I was just thinking, have I ever gone to somebody and said, keep up the good work? It's like, no, I haven't.
Well,
I haven't ever done that. I've gone up to people who are doing good work and said, hey, can I help you by bringing you on my radio show? And then bring them on the radio show and they get helped, right? Keeping up the good work for me is a literal doing thing. It's not just a talking thing. And I would love to see a lot more of that type of mentality that I've got coming out in the general public. Like a friend of mine, John Eisen, he was asking a friend of his, hey man, can I help you? Can I put an article in my magazine for you? Can I put an advertisement for your magazine in my magazine kind of thing? For free, I'll do it. You just type this up for me or whatever. And then he never got back to me. He was really upset about it. And I said, dude, do you realize how busy he is? Why don't you just put a freaking thing in your magazine? Okay. Cool. And he put the thing in his magazine. And he helped the guy without that guy needing to do any work. Yeah. That's what it really should be about, man. You do for other people what they simply don't have the time or the ability to do for themselves. I've got this mentality that, well, basically, you can listen to both sides of every argument, and normally both sides of every argument will be wrong. And then when you interview the other person on the other side of the argument from the first argument that you listened to in the first place, they attack you and call you controlled opposition or something like that. And it's like, well, hold on. I thought balance was being able to swing to both extremes and being able to come back to the center again, right? Now, if we're getting active, and this is what I encourage people to do, if you're getting active, make sure that you're recording what you're doing and you're posting it and that sort of thing. And you'll find out something very interesting. People will show up for you ad infinitum. They will ensure that you are the center of their attention. They will donate to you. They will send you links and guest suggestions and all that sort of stuff, and you'll be sweet as. You're listening to Green Wave Radio with Christopher Green. I'm Vinny Eastwood, and we'll be right back after the break at AmericanFreedomRadio.com.